Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Joining us on a Friday morning is the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. Boy, Pat, thought about you first thing this morning when we heard all the news about the storms hitting Houston. How bad was it? Could you hear the noise? Could you hear the storms rolling through?
It was pretty bad. Alarming, actually. But our pilots were incredible. We circled for a while, and then they brought us in. I won't say that it was the most comfortable flight, but it was. Thankfully, they did a great job and got us here safely.
Hey, Skip, we're seeing pictures from Minute Maid Park. There's rain literally pouring through the roof last night. They had to rush fans out of the Astros game. Have you received any guidance from MLB as far as the game tonight? Any status on the stadium?
Yeah, everything is fine as we know it. I mean, they had a ton of people have to come and help. There's no damage necessarily that would affect the game tonight. It looks like all systems go.
Does that affect you at all in any way as far as is it standard ops because you know that the field crews know what they're doing and handle that situation? The team doesn't necessarily have to think about it?
They have. MLB has things in place that make sure that, you know, both teams are informed and they understand how things are going to operate, and they wouldn't put us out. They'd put nobody out there if there was a chance of anybody getting hurt.
Hey, Skip, I don't know what he's eating. I don't know what you're telling him, what advice you're giving him, but holy cow, Willie Contreras is having himself a season. What is he doing differently this year? I mean, he's always been good, but this year he seems elite.
No question. I mean, he is, he's like a pit bull. He's just nonstop. He's relentless. And the kid takes every at-bat seriously. I mean, it's a great lesson for all young players. I mean, this kid got free. You know, he got freed up. He knows that this is, he's going to catch. He's the catcher, and he knows that, he's going to bat second every day against left-handers. He might bat first, and he has that freedom that he doesn't have to worry about, whether he's going to be in there or not. And he's at the point in his career where he is confident against everyone. And when you match that freedom and that confidence, wow, be careful. And his relentlessness is unusual. He wants to play. He actually wants to catch every game. And it's just incredible.
I'm so glad.
So we keep him healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say that puts a little onus on you then. Okay, buddy, need you to sit occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. He's not going to sit, but I need him to not catch.
Oh, I got you.
Once in a while, just because it can be grueling, although he's in such incredible shape and he's such a competitor that he does not want to come out of there. And he has some people that, like Yadi Molina would catch 140 games. He wants to be one of those guys to catch 140.
Hey, Pat, I read that story in the Journal by Kurt Hoag talking about orange lifesavers. And why in the world would I be talking about orange lifesavers and baseball? Well, you have this analogy to describe some of the guys in your clubhouse. Can you explain what an orange lifesaver is and how it pertains to the Brewers?
It really was, we were just sitting around talking, and I guess they're desperate for things to write about. But anyway, we were just talking, and we were talking about my days in college about how to pick the players. What kind of players do you go after? I said, thing that I learned when you were a college coach, is that not always those big, five-star recruits are always the one to go after, that the core of your team kind of becomes how good do you pick the orange lifesaver. And they looked at me like, orange lifesaver, what are you talking about? And I said, well, when you got a pack of lifesavers when you're little, you're with your friends, everybody opens them up, you're going to share them, everybody opens up, everybody wants the red one. But the orange one's pretty good, too. They got a lot of great qualities, and orange ones can turn into red ones if given the opportunity sometimes. But I was using that analogy, and he got further, and he said, well, what guys on the Brewers are orange lifesavers? I said, well, we got a lot of them. Like Rhys Hoskins, because he's capable of hitting 30-plus homers doesn't mean he's necessarily got all the physical skills that, you know, the best in the game have, but he's a baseball player. And we just went down the list of guys that at the core of this team that are Orange lifesavers. And I guess he wrote a story. I didn't read it, but I've been getting some comments about it for sure.
It was a pretty entertaining piece. He did a good job.
Do you have any Orange Tic Tacs on your team? They're not as good.
I guess.
Don't sleep on the green Tic Tacs.
You guys see where I was going with this. You know my age, and you know what I was referring to. But I had no idea that it was going to turn into this. But I think there's T-shirts coming. I think
excellent.
I think there's a bunch of things.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy in Houston, Texas. Big series against the Astros starting tonight right here on WTMJ. Go get them, Skip. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.